Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Movies for Breakfast, the podcast. As always, I'm joined by Anna Bryant and James Kreis. Guys, are you guys ready to catch Pokemon?
Gotta catch them all, Trent!
Do you subscribe to the theory that you must catch them all?
No, I never did that in games.
You never caught them all?
I just caught the ones I wanted and just like rolled right through the gym leaders.
Man, I was like always trying to catch as many as possible.
Wow, I think I just played the game. Like I just played the story mode and then like tried to get the most OP ones. Like if Mew or Mewtwo was in the game, or famously Lugia, those are like the ones I would go after, like the legendaries. But I never tried to catch every Pokemon. Like the ones on low on the Pokedex were not exactly of interest to me.
You wouldn't catch a Caterpie,
little pigeon? Yeah, I wasn't so interested in those side missions, if you will.
I always fall for the side missions. I'm sorry, that's how I am in all video games. So I'm like, side mission, what an adventure. And then I never finish anything.
That is the folly of those kinds of games. It's just there's so much content that you get lost in it, and then you sort of forget about it and then pick up something else. But that being said, I think it's very obvious what we're talking about today. Detective Pikachu, a kid's movie that has captured the imaginations of children and their parents, or just millennial people that grew up playing the video games like ourselves, and has made us want to go to the theater and investigate what a Pokemon world would look like. Is there anything you guys want to add before jumping straight into the review?
No, it's good.
Let's go.
All right, Detective Pikachu.
And now our feature presentation.
Look, you can talk to humans. I can talk to Pokemon. And if you want to find your pops, we're going to need each other.
No, I don't need a Pokemon.
What about a world-class detective?
Pokemon Detective Pikachu. In a world where people collect Pokemon to battle, a boy comes across an intelligent talking Pikachu who seeks to be a detective. Director by Rob Letterman. Screenplay by Benji Satman. And it stars Ryan Reynolds, Justice Smith, Catherine Newton, and yeah. Those are the major people.
And some person that presumably wore the CGI clothing to be Pikachu.
What?
Is it some guy probably walked around with like that CGI outfit as Pikachu, right? Like, you know how like Mark Ruffalo...
I think it was just tennis balls, man. I think Justice Smith, the main actor, was just acting with like just a bunch of...
You don't think there was anyone walking around? Do you think he was just doing that, like reacting to the movements and stuff without anyone? To like act off of?
I think so, but like, wow. I haven't done any research on how they filmed
it. I'd be surprised if no one was playing like a stand-in for Pikachu. Like even like a green screen guy.
Oh yeah, and then just like a little extension.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, because they did that for Rocket. It's not like Bradley Cooper was dressed up in the CGI stuff as Rocket. They had to stand in.
Okay. I'll accept that.
I mean, you know, a tennis ball.
You gotta have someone to act off of. You gotta have someone to block with, you know, in movies. There's no way Justin Smith is just like pretending there was a Pikachu there and he was like just talking. That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Shouts to him if that's the case. I mean, I'll have to look into this. But this is sort of off topic. What did you guys think of this movie? Honestly, it's been about a week and it's been a week since I saw it. And I gotta be honest, I'm a little bit muddled on my memory because I've been consuming so much Game of Thrones content. So the things I remember about this movie is that it's very breezy, it's very easygoing, it's not super serious, there's enough adult humor to keep people like us interested, but it very much felt like a children's movie to me.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but it definitely felt like that.
Yeah. I mean, first off, same. Like, anything that I've taken in the past 6 weeks that isn't Game of Thrones is just, like, tinted by Game of Thrones.
Sorry, Pokemon. I was never that into Pokemon, to be fair, but yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the movie's fun. It's Ryan Reynolds doing his Ryan Reynolds stuff.
For sure. And like, it feels like he was not on set at all and was like in a New York City sound booth, just like, okay, let me just do 15 takes of this, and then like, you guys could use which one sounds best. Because like, there's no, because like, it, I won't say it's like low effort Ryan Reynolds, but like, you can tell that he was enjoying the fact that he didn't have to like actually be there, and he could just do this like over the phone or whatever. James, what did you think about the movie as a, I want to say you're a huge Pokemon fan. I don't want to misclassify you because like, you're not like a diehard.
No, I don't know where to classify myself.
But you play Pokemon games still, right?
That's probably the best way. I still play Pokemon Go, and I still play some of the main series video games. Like, I still have them all.
He still has them all.
Pokemon.
Still have them all. But yeah, no, I was pretty excited because they were handing out Pokemon cards. I don't know if you guys
didn't get one.
I didn't get them, but I saw them.
That's even worse. Like, how can you see them and not get them yourself?
Well, you had to go to the concession stand. Oh. I was, like, already in my seat.
Oh.
Oh, no, they're at the AMC I went, they're handing them out.
At the ticket counter?
As, like, you come in.
Nice. They did not do that at mine. I probably had to go to the concession stand, too, which is probably a no-go, because there's probably a long line.
Yeah, because it just reminded me when I went, like, when I went to see one of the animated Pokemon movies as a child.
The really bad ones?
Like, you get a ancient Mew
card. I remember that. I remember the ancient Mew card. It was, like, brown.
Yeah,
it was
hieroglyphic
style.
No, but I think this is Pokemon Gold and Silver are like the Pokemon games that I was like obsessed with as a child.
Silver.
That my parents would had to like take the Game Boy away from me.
Those were the days. I actually heard a coworker today talking about she said this in reference to like having to pay bills. But she said, man, I really dislike adulting. And I just thought about the, like, yeah, being a kid's great, but you really don't have any autonomy. And just James mentioning that his parents used to take his Game Boy away makes me think of that today. Like, you have no autonomy. You can't just be like, no, I'm playing games for 15 hours because I can do whatever I want. Leave me alone. And now when you're an adult, you, like, don't do that? Or, like, I don't want to say everybody does. Obviously, there are people that are, like, really into video games and really into Pokemon games still. But, like... I feel like most people...
Oh, I'm buying the new Pokemon.
I feel like most
people
probably don't do that.
I feel like we do that now because, like, binge-watching is a thing.
I guess that's true. Yeah, you're
just like,
eh.
Millennials, we had to, like, take away our Game Boys, and now we have no parents to take away our Netflix, so we do whatever we want.
I did stream...
Unless they're paying for the bill, which then...
Yeah.
At that point, I mean, like...
That's true. I don't pay for my Netflix. I use my parents, and yes, I will watch 8 hours straight.
Yeah, I streamed a lot of... I had to catch up on a lot of Black Mirror this weekend, so that's what I was doing.
Yeah, gotta catch them all, guys.
I want to say...
No, okay.
Yeah, keep going back to where you were.
So the thing about this movie is I'm surprised that they pulled it off, because it's a Pokemon live-action movie. It's something that I never thought that they could pull off, and when I heard Ryan Reynolds attached to it, I was like, really?
What's he gonna be doing?
Yeah, so this movie is based on the video game Detective Pikachu. Which I haven't played, but I hear that the beginning kind of follows the beginning of this.
Yeah, movie. What I heard was that it hits pretty much most of the same beats, story wise, and there are like a few things they changed, obviously, to make it more cinematic. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, like, it is like a talking Pikachu. And he helps you solve a mystery, basically.
Yeah. Which this is probably the first successful video game movie.
People are saying that, but there are some decent ones.
It's a very low bar.
Can you name some off the top of your head? I know, like, I saw Alicia Vikander's Tomb Raider, and I thought that was fine. It wasn't bad.
I'm like trying to think.
Well, this is like financially, this made more money than that.
I mean, yeah, I could see that.
What other video game movies?
Assassin's Creed was bad.
Yeah, I love Assassin's Creed, and that didn't really hit it.
Doom.
Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, there was like the Mortal Kombat movies, which have like a cult following, but they weren't like successful.
Yeah, that.
Rampage. You didn't love Rampage.
Is Rampage a video game adaptation? I guess it is, but it's like an old arcade game. Does that count?
Is the first Resident Evil based on a video game?
Yes. The games came out before the movie.
I like the first Resident Evil movie.
I think you could point to Resident Evil as maybe not that's a good video game movie, but like that franchise has sustained and has endured, and it keeps popping out.
For some reason,
man.
They keep making more.
They keep making movies. So I don't know if you can say that that's unsuccessful because they are.
So we're
prolific.
Only talking about unsuccessful ones.
Well, I think we're trying to find the most successful one other than this one, Pikachu.
The most successful.
Okay, so I'm looking at this list.
Wouldn't that be Resident Evil?
Probably, if you just go by prolific numbers.
So Resident Evil has a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
The first one?
Oh, no. This is Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Oh, so are we going critically? Is that what we're saying?
I'm saying, yeah, critically.
Oh, critically. That's the threshold, not money.
Okay. But this is also financially, you know.
Right. Both, of course, of course.
I'm just looking at this list. Here's some other ones that I want to jog your memory. Doom with The Rock.
Before he was like The Rock, though. Like he was like a wrestler still. He was like, oh, that wrestler.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Lara Croft with
Angelina Jolie. She had two of them.
The probably one of the ones that gets the most hate for, but has a special place in certain people's heart. Super Mario Brothers in 1993.
It's a really bad movie.
Right after Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul and did Need for Speed.
Right, they were trying to capitalize on the Fast and Furious money train, and it did not work.
What is it? Warcraft.
I did not see that.
Based on World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's
okay.
Damn, it's
going.
Lot.
Yeah, it's going for that like Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones vibe, I guess.
Resident Evil. It's on here. A bunch of Resident Evil. Angry Birds.
Didn't see it. I'm sure it was awful.
Yeah, but okay. So according to this Rotten Tomatoes thing, Detective Pikachu has a 65. Tomb Raider has a 52. That's number two.
Which one?
Number three is Rampage.
The Angelina one.
Number four is Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
What about Resident Evil?
20%.
Resident Evil.
You said 20.
The first one?
Yeah.
It's number nine.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Yikes.
Prince of Persia beat it.
Wow.
What?
Prince of Persia.
Okay. This,
I remember
this,
seeing
this
that
is,
when I was in high
wrong.
School. I remember seeing that
this,
when I was
this
high
is
school.
Just like ranked off their Rotten Tomato score. So Prince of Persia got a 37. Resident Evil got a 35.
35.
That's crazy.
Wow. First off, let's just okay.
Maybe I'm just bad at movies.
Maybe you are.
You're just younger when you probably saw Resident Evil.
Yeah, I mean, like if you watched it now,
I watched
you'd probably
it in college.
Be like, this is terrible.
But I think it's like a fun.
Terrible.
But fun.
Yeah, no, I mean
it's
like
fun,
a fun
so.
Terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Mortal Kombat, it's a fun terrible. Like even the fight scenes are bad, but it's just cool seeing those characters in a movie. It's like oh. Scorpion, Sub-Zero. The second one is abysmal, though. That's garbage. It's just hot trash. I wanted to say, is the story... You brought up the story, James. I want to ask you, is the story important? Because when I went to this movie, you could have told me that it was about anything, and I probably still would have gone, because I think part of the appeal to this film and to its, I'm assuming, franchise debut... is the idea that they're just rolling out this universe and they're like, hey, we're going to have a bunch of stories in here for the next 20 years. Did you guys feel the same way, or do you
like,
think, do you not? I feel like everything in Hollywood is almost, not everything, but like things like this definitely are more likely to get franchised. Do you think they did a good job setting up this world for more stories in the future?
No.
You don't think that. James, what do you think?
This movie setting up other stuff?
Yeah, like even no. Just like the background, like just seeing Pokemon in the world, like that doesn't get you interested stories happening.
Here's the thing. You can't, with the ending of this movie, it's kind of hard to say what's going to happen next.
With these characters or in general?
With these characters.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't have to be these
because, characters. But because like the whole Pokemon world is very rich and they can even make another city and another like trainer, that's where I could see it going.
That's what I mean. I don't think it's going to be these characters again.
Okay.
They may be mentioned or maybe Justice Smith. I doubt Ryan Reynolds would come back again.
I mean, to me, this movie felt very standalone.
So you thought it was very self-contained?
Yes. Especially something that what we're talking about is that it's introducing you to a universe that they're going to then keep elaborating on. And I think one of the things that's key to introducing someone to a universe is creating characters that they want to come back to that universe for. And we sort of lose that by the end of this movie.
You don't think people would just want to go back to the Pokemon world?
I mean, I'm sure people will, because Pokemon have been around for a long time. Like, this isn't the first Pokemon movie ever.
But it's the first live-action one. And there's a difference.
But who's to say that they won't just make another live-action one in its own universe?
I don't know if they would. I mean, I just don't know why you would. I mean, like.
But, like, what's to tie it to these characters?
That's what I mean. Like, you could make mention of them or something. Or make mention of the city. I mean, technically, the Marvel Cinematic Universe didn't start by, like, Iron Man name-dropping Captain America in the first movie. It was, like, a very slow rollout, and that was connecting.
But even Iron Man was a movie where, like, you could have Iron Man 2 and 3 from it, and I don't feel that about this movie.
That's fair. That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know where they go with these characters. I don't know if they want to go anywhere with these characters, other than maybe Pikachu. Because you can just have a Pikachu movie.
This movie was a complete, you know, it has an ending. It's not like other movies. It's just like, well, stay tuned.
You guys don't want to see Justice Smith doing stuff after this movie? Like in the Pokemon world? I mean, it's kind of open-ended what he does.
I think there are things about this movie, and I don't want to get into like spoilers, but I think there are
The fact that Pikachu talks is something that you can talk about. That's not a spoiler. Like, the fact that that's unique to the world is not a spoiler.
Okay, I'm going to say something when you cut it out.
I feel like that you, okay, I guess it depends on what you say. Go ahead.
Well, because he stops talking.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, that unique situation, the unique situation of him talking is something that can't be replicated. I'm agreeing with you, but that's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to spoil that.
Well, yeah, but what I'm trying to talk around is the fact that, like, it's unique that he talks.
And unique to this story specifically.
Because he stops talking, it loses that uniqueness to carry over into other movies.
What about, like, Dr. Doolittle? Doesn't he, like, lose it and then gets back to it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with the sequel, to be honest.
Well, I don't think it'll be, like, a straight-up
sequel.
Because
this, Ryan Reynolds was such a big draw for this movie.
And like I said, he was barely
Like, would you go see this movie without Ryan Reynolds?
Who else could?
I would.
I mean, I probably would.
Because I'd be curious.
I would, even if it was, like, not an A-lister. If it was a solid B-lister, I'd be like, okay.
Who would you not go see as Pikachu?
Oh, man, that's a good question. That's a better question than who I would go see.
There was a petition for Danny DeVito to be the voice of Pikachu.
I wouldn't see that. I don't think I would watch that.
I would totally see that.
I don't think I would want to. Yeah, it'd have to be somebody
like
that.
Go type it on YouTube.
It'd be like
it's there.
It's Always Sunny version of Pokemon.
No. Go to YouTube, type in, like, Detective Pikachu, Danny DeVito, or Pikachu, Danny DeVito. Someone's done that. They've taken clips from Always Sunny and put it on Pikachu.
Of course they have.
It's hilarious.
They put Sam Jackson clips to Darth Vader. I mean, it's just
something
people do.
I would not go see Adam Sandler as Pikachu.
Yeah, that'd be bad. I agree with that, actually. I'd probably boycott that one, too.
Whoop-a-doo-doo, Pokemon.
So, real quick, what did you guys like about this movie? Like, what stuck out to you, maybe other than the world building?
Oh, man, I like the world that they built.
I just
built,
said other than the world like... building. Literally, I just said that. Like, of course that's the answer.
No, I mean, like, if you look at it, it's a place that's, like, not... I don't know if this is from, like, Detective Pikachu, the world, but, like, different... It looks like they got the best parts of a bunch of different cities and put it together. And they made it very alive with the Pokemon in there.
Okay, I have an answer.
Go ahead.
That it's kind of, like... I'm not going to put it on par with something like the Lego movie, but I think it's up there in just, like, some unexpected, like, good family fun that you walk into and you're just like, everybody can watch this and have a pretty good time.
Yeah.
It's not like two little kid, like, something like Angry Birds.
I don't know. I can't say. I don't know why I saw it. I've never seen it. It might be great. I agree. I think... Like you said, and I mentioned earlier, that like it sort of has enough adult humor or like innuendo that kind of keeps you interested in like a I think part of that is just Ryan Reynolds' sort of charm that he brings to the movie that maybe only he sort of can. I think there are other actors that could have did sort of a slapsticky Pikachu, but I think it's just kind of cooler when hearing Ryan Reynolds, especially in that peak of his Deadpool fame.
Yeah.
Because there are, like, similarities to his deliveries and stuff between Deadpool and Pikachu. Obviously, they're wildly different characters, but the delivery and stuff is still very Ryan Reynolds, and I think that does bring a sort of appeal to adults, even if maybe they don't have children or, you know, your family's not coming with you to the theater. But at the same time, like, he is also funny to kids, and there are, like, poop jokes, which is like, yay, you know, high five, you know, that's all great. So I agree with you. I think it's mostly fine and enjoyable. I don't think I would ever watch it again, though. I'm going to say that.
Well, I'd like to bring up the question, and stop me if this is something you want to talk about later, but this in relation to the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer being released.
We can talk about that too. I mean, I've only seen the trailer once, so my memory's a little iffy on it. I know that Gangster's Paradise plays in the Sonic trailer, which is a very odd choice for a Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And it has, like, tie to the movie, like, to the actual trailer. So.
Yeah. I mean, just from viewing it, it's, like, sort of, like, almost like, well, it is a theme that we're seeing come out in these, like, live-action video game movies now. It's, like, you take the character... You make him a cute, bubbly CGI thing. You put him in this world and be like, make him say some funny stuff.
Make him snarky.
Put a good voice on that.
Yeah, you make him snarky, and then it's like, ha ha ha, this is great. This is a good time. I agree that there is sort of a formula happening.
Yeah, but like when you compare Sonic to this one, it's like Pokemon are integrated into the world.
Yeah, and Sonic's like it's just the regular world.
Yeah.
And so it's like a little bit...
Yeah, I agree.
And also with like the design that people lost it over. They
absolutely lost it. People went nuts over that design. And so nuts that they got them to admit that it sucked and they're changing it. That's how, like, if only that million sign petition for Game of Thrones Season 8 could get the... I'm kidding. But...
Who's the... company doing Sonic?
It's Paramount, right?
You think they changed it because they're like, oh, we need a win?
I think they were just like, we're
desperate for this win.
I think it was more like, it had nothing to do with the acting. It had nothing to do with the directing. It was just like, oh, we can just change the look of this character. It's not that hard. I mean, maybe it was just that.
You think they were like that far into it?
I wonder if CGI coding is like product and website stuff where it's just almost like a CSS. Like, they just make these changes in one place and it changes it across the entire movie.
Oh.
He just keeps getting different. He just keeps changing. Man, I don't know where else to go with Pokemon. It's just, I don't want to say it's like a very it is a shallow movie, and like, yeah, without getting into story like spoiler territory, which I don't even know if we really need to. You know, there's really not that much to say. I think it's an enjoyable film, and there are
There is like a little bit of a mystery, kind of like who did what, kind
of whodunit it
that keeps you intrigued. Yeah,
yeah,
it keeps you intrigued through the movie. So I give it that. I mean, you know, it's a detective movie.
Yeah. Like, kids will enjoy this, and adults will enjoy watching this, either with kids or in, like, a kid's state of mind.
So, real quick, I just want to touch on the acting before we check out completely. What did you guys think of Justice Smith and not Ryan Reynolds? And, one second, I'm going to cut this out because I don't sound like a sexist asshole. Catherine Newton's character. Did you guys think they were good leads? Like, they're both pretty young in acting, in the acting world. I don't know. I mean, I know Justin Smith was in Jurassic World 2, but he didn't really have a lot to do in that movie.
Yeah, it felt pretty canned to me. But also, like, they are young, and I wasn't sure if it was supposed to feel canned.
I kind of liked her performance. I thought it was campy on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very campy that you find out that,
like,
you
the
know,
reporter
she's an
stuff
intern.
Was kind of like very, like, I feel like that's what that character would be like in that world. So I kind of liked it. I liked her performance. It almost it made me think that she, like, watched the cartoons and was like, I'm going to amp it up to this level and be ridiculous. But it felt right. It felt like that's how someone would act with that sort of initiative.
Yeah, no, that's a good
So point. I did enjoy her character a lot. And I thought Justice was pretty good. I thought, for his first time being, like, the leading guy in, like, a relatively big movie, I kind of liked his performance. It was a little subdued, and I thought it was pretty spot on. I mean, at what you expect. I don't think he was bad. He wasn't Alita, Battle Angel, love interest bad, and I think that was all you needed to do. I mean, I thought him and Ryan Reynolds had a pretty, even though I doubt they, like, actually did lines together, I feel like they had a pretty good chemistry. Their characters, anyway, and I thought it worked. James, you liked that performance, right?
Yeah, he did a good job with acting against imaginary creatures,
which is always, I feel like, more difficult than people think it is. Like, I feel like people take that for granted, especially nowadays, because CGI is, like, so prevalent in movies now. Like, I feel like that is an incredible skill, because it's probably really hard to subdue your disbelief that much to that degree, to where, like, you're talking to a basically a stuffed animal and it's talking back to you and you're, like, totally cool with that. any other place in the world that they'd call you crazy, but in acting, that's a skill, I'll tell you what. So let's do final thoughts. Did you guys have anything you want to say about this movie other than it's good, it's enjoyable, go see it? If you really like Pokemon, probably gonna enjoy it. Even if you don't like Pokemon, it's worth the hour and a half.
It's, if you're already going, it's worth the hour and a half.
You wouldn't go out of your way to see it?
I don't think.
What if you're, like, bored? You're bored on a Sunday, you have, like, 3 hours to kill Detective Pikachu.
If
although
it's on
I gotta
TV,
say, like,
but I wouldn't pay money to see it.
Alright. James? You disagree, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, like, it is enjoyable because even if, like, some, like, even if the human characters don't do it for you, the Pokemon and, like, the way they are used in the whole thing, whole universe, it's pretty funny and entertaining. Like, you know, you see them in the background doing stuff. If you're familiar with the games, you will, I would say, like, they didn't use that many Pokemon. They didn't, like, hit you over the head with, like, oh, remember this one or this one? They used about, like, I think 60, which is a good fair amount.
But most of them you don't interact with. They're just, like, in the background.
Yeah, yeah, and I appreciate that they're not like, oh, yeah, remember Snorlax?
It wasn't like Justice League where it's like, here's all these characters. Here you go. Here's all these characters you want to see, right? 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 Here's some more. Yeah, it was. No, yeah. They did it well. They did it tastefully. I agree. I think it's worth seeing. Maybe not during prime time when it's like $15 ticket, but if you want to go see it in a matinee.
I mean, I don't think it's on IMAX right now.
Well, I don't think, yeah, I don't know if it was on IMAX at all. If you want to go see it in a matinee, it may be worth it.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Movie Pass worked for me on it.
That's great. That Movie Pass finally worked.
That's still around.
That's Movie Pass hanging on by a thread. By a thread. I think that's all we have to say about Detective Pikachu. Before we exit for the remainder of the episode, is there anything you guys want to say about something in the pop culture world that's happening, or something you want to touch on before we go?
We already talked about Game of Thrones, right?
Well, we talked about it, but not on the air. But RIP Danny, justice for Danny, hashtag Team Danny. That's all I'll say about that. Anna, you want to add anything?
I don't think closing comments, my like thoughts on Game of Thrones fit into closing comments. I got a lot of words on it.
It's got a lot of words. James, thoughts? Do you want to? It doesn't have to be Game of Thrones or Pikachu. Anything else? Anything else?
We're talking about John Wick and how they've already set a date for the next John
There's
Wick.
Another one.
We're doing it next week, John Wick, right?
They didn't stop at 3. They're gonna keep going.
It's confirmed for 2021.
Wow. Wow, they're waiting 2 years, too. That's interesting. I guess Keanu's got other stuff going on.
They filmed it by my apartment, some of it.
The horse part? I haven't seen it yet.
Spoiler.
It's in the trailer.
And it was like, I live that scene. That's me over there.
All right, well, as always, that was Anna Bryant and James Correas. And this has been Movies for Breakfast. And we will see you at the...